So I guess as we close up, what are your, when you kind of project out into the future and imagine Stowe, 20, 30 years down the road and
Scary to me, scary. I'm glad I won't be here, to be honest with you. I love the town. I love the town, and as you live here every day, Amanda, you go down through the street and you don't think of it as changing because you're used to the way it is now. So you just kind of think of it in today's world, how it looks. So I don't see Main Street as being significantly different than it used to be, although it is, but I don't see it that way. After they took the little garage down, that bothered me because that changed Main Street big time. But it's more, how do I say that? And I don't want to say the people. I guess it's more progress that I don't like. We have these different functions going on all the time, and every weekend is something. We close off this street or that street for something going on. I just, because I don't take part in it. If I was a part of it, I probably would think it was great, but I'm.
Well, now, do you think, it's interesting when you bring up those events because most of those events are geared towards providing something for not only people who live here, but from people who are coming for vacation or coming to visit for.
That's my point. That's specifically almost my point, because that's what we're geared to is tourists and businesses. People like me are a thing of the past. Really a thing of the past. The family nucleus, or it's not done for people like me anymore. It's business and tourism. That's what you hear about, which I guess, in fact, is what Stowe is, but
It wasn't when you were growing
it
up.
was not when I was growing up, and therefore it's difficult to see. And of the decisions that are being made today and yesterday are geared towards the business world or the tourist world. And I know that's a big cog in the wheel. There's no question about that. There's no question about that. But it's like our planning, our budget, our taxes, that's what it's about. More bike trails, more, and I'm just using that as an example.
So the priorities have shifted.
Absolutely, absolutely. And maybe if I were 50 years younger and in that class, I would think it was a great thing, but I'm not. So you're asking me about today's world, and I'm not. I don't disagree, I don't disapprove, but I guess I object to the focus, where people in my generation are sort of left out in the cold. They really are. That trying to strive to keep your home, make a living. And I'll give you an example of years ago when they did the sewer line up to the mountain. I said publicly, "When are you coming up this way? Why the mountain? Why not this way?" That will never happen. Never happen. Because we're geared that way. So you see what I'm trying to say. But,
Well,
and my kids, my oldest one, when he comes back to visit, He doesn't dislike what he sees. He was very upset about the mountain. You know, because he was growing, he grew up with the trees and the few four or five houses up there. And the, it's dramatic when you, if you move in here and then you go up there, you don't know the difference. But when you start comparing, it's dramatic. I guess that's, I don't say that I, well, I do dislike that part of it up there. I do dislike it.
But you do, it sounds like you feel like there's been something lost.
Absolutely. In my heart, there's been a lot lost.
And what are those things that come to mind then?
There's a closeness. There's a closeness that's within the town that's not there. It's very, I want to say segregated. What's the word I'm trying to use? Mm-hmm. I don't know what the word is I'm trying to use, but it's cliquey,
mm-hmm.
cliquey. And I don't feel like I'm a part of it.
And you felt like you were.
Used to be, because that's all you had was these, your farmers and their kids and the church and the school, and it was, and work. That's, it was all one big thing. Although, you know, they were people that had more money than we did and so forth, and you worked for the Burks or the Shaws or the Adamses. There was no question about that. Or you farmed. But it was like they were just sort of ordinary people. And I'm not, you know, maybe the people today are, but, and there's some wonderful people. I mean, I know a lot of very, very nice people, people that I think a lot of. But there's very few of my class or generation left, which is, I mean, that has to come about. We can't stay around forever, but I'm glad I'm not going to be here 20 years from now.